SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In what's described as an act of self-defense, the U.S. has launched another attack on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen, taking out some drones that were apparently set to hit commercial shipping in the Red Sea. It is the 12th strike against the Houthis since January 11th, the second in the last 24 hours. The United States says the talks, aimed at winning the release of more hostages held in Gaza, continue in a constructive vein.
The White House describes the discussions as sensitive as U.S. officials seek a longer temporary ceasefire than the one-week pause in the Israel-Hamas war back in November.
In broad strokes, we are looking at an extended pause is the goal. How long? That's all part of the discussions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a longer pause would allow for the release of more hostages and the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the president was there this morning along with members of Congress, including Kansas Republican Congressman Tracy Mann.
We gather in historic Statuary Hall this morning in the spirit of Jesus to pray for the president, for one another, and for the country.
It was the 72nd annual National Prayer Breakfast. Three people killed, nine others injured. An accident at an airport hangar under construction at the Boise, Idaho airport. The massive structure collapsed into a heap of rubble. Airport operations not affected, an investigation now underway. The latest job numbers are in. Applications for unemployment benefits climbed to 224,000 the week ending January 27th. That's an increase of 9,000 from the week before. It's also an 11-week high. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 71 points, the Nasdaq 114 points higher. This is SRN News. Religious Americans are more civically engaged.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, people who follow a particular faith are more likely to be active in the life of their community and country than are those people who define themselves as non-religious. 51% of religiously affiliated Americans voted in the 2022 midterms versus 39% of the non-affiliated. People of faith are also more likely to have attended a government meeting or volunteered their time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Budweiser bringing back its iconic Clydesdales this year in its Super Bowl ad. It's all part of an effort by Anheuser-Busch to win back consumer sentiment following last year's disastrous Bud Light campaign involving a transgender influencer, a man who's living as a woman. The backlash cost millions in sales, knocked Bud Light out as America's top beer, and prompted the firing of three company executives. This is SRN News. Development of a controversial Alzheimer's drug is being halted.
It was once seen as a potential blockbuster in the treatment of Alzheimer's, the drug Aduhelm. But doctors were hesitant to prescribe it, given weak evidence that the drug slows Alzheimer's. Aduhelm was initially priced at $56,000 a year. Insurers blocked or restricted coverage, and Medicare imposed strict limits on who could get it. Now Biogen says it will stop developing the drug and end sales, and it'll pull the plug on a study needed for full approval from the FDA. Biogen says it'll focus now on other treatments for Alzheimer's, the fatal mind-robbing disease. I'm Rita Foley.
A bipartisan $79 billion tax cut plan has cleared the House. Among other things, it expands the child tax credit and brings back some business tax breaks, and its fate in the Senate remains uncertain. More details, SRNNews.com.